11 minutes and 32 seconds past the hour on RN Drive. In a few hours, Francois Hollande will be sworn in as France's new president. And once that's done, once that's out of the way, he'll be off to Germany. And he'll have a meeting with Chancellor Angela Merkel. She's still trying to hold the line and keep Europe in line as talk about Greece bailing out of the euro increases. They're looking for a solution to resolve a crisis which risks forcing Greece into new elections and, possibly as a consequence, out of the eurozone. While economists and politicians argue over how Greece will crash out of the euro, European finance ministers are talking tough. And they say they're not even talking about such an eventuality. Is that just a bit naive? Well, not according to the EU's Jean-Claude Juncker, says it just won't happen.
Our unshakable desire is to maintain Greece within the euro area. We will do everything possible to that effect. The exit of Greece out of the euro was not the subject of our debate today. Absolutely no one argued in that sense.
But despite the fighting talk, analysts claim that there's now a real chance that a euro exit is on the cards. What would happen if Greece were to quit the euro? Eric Britton is the director of Fathom Financial Consulting in London, had this to say.
What it will mean immediately is that any savings that they were holding in their banks will likely be turned from euros into drachma, and the drachma will likely fall sharply in value instantly, maybe as much as 70% in value overnight. So if you were holding, 10,000 euros in your bank account, you're going to find that that's worth 3,000 euros the following day. The same will be true for your salaries, paid in euros, and from the following day you'll be paid in new euros or drachma or whatever they're called, which will be worth 70% or thereabouts less than they previously were. And obviously people are not fools. They'll be onto that. They'll be aware of that risk. And if I were a Greek person now with savings invested in my bank, I would think strongly that maybe my mattress would be a better place for those, because at least they'll still be euros, even if not earning any interest on them. I don't suppose I am in my bank either.
Professor Farah Bozmashirian is Director of the Institute of Global Finance at the University of New South Wales and joins us on the program now. Professor Mashirian, thanks very much for your time. Do you accept that advice that we've just heard there from Eric Britton? If you're Greek, take your money out of the banks and put it under your mattress?
Well, that is indeed the issue, and I think we shouldn't forget the fact that it will be a situation where there is going to be a bank run. People are going to rush to collect their money because they know that the new currency, if Greece exit obviously from Eurozone, is going to have something around 30 to 40% of value of euro. So that is going to be one issue. But the other issue which is important is banking system indeed in Greece could collapse, because at the present time, with the second bailout package that they received and their promise that they're going to have more money as part of second package, banks are going to receive something to the tune of $45 billion. Now, if there is not enough money to recapitalize Greek banks, basically they are not going to have a sound banking system. So this is another major issue. But the third issue that we should not underestimate is if the new currency called drachma comes into existence, that means anything that Greek people are going to import from the rest of Europe is going to cost them virtually 70-80% more. In other words, the cost of imports will go up, but the exports, of course, becomes more competitive. But what do they have to export? Tourism during summer. But Greece is not a country like Argentina or Russia. When they face with significant decline in value of their currency, something to the tune of, say, 60-70%, they had big population. Argentina's population was something around 40 million. Whereas in the case of Greece, you got less than 12 million people and not any significant industry base. So there are many ramifications when we think about basically the possibility of leaving Eurozone.
Sorry, are you saying then that even if they were to leave the Eurozone, that the crisis isn't over? In fact, it might just perpetuate the crisis, because the whole idea of having a different currency and devaluing that currency means that they can recover through competitiveness, but there's nothing they've got to compete with.
That's exactly right. I think some commentators, unfortunately, try to compare Greece to Argentina, but the reality is if you combine Greece, Portugal and Ireland, you get something about 25 million population. And yet it's smaller than size of Argentinian economy. And so a small economy with its own currency doesn't have much chance to survive in a highly interdependent global economy.
So does that mean that ultimately Greece has no choice but to try everything it can to stay in the euro?
Indeed, that might be not necessarily the best, but it is at least much better than simply leaving eurozone. But the challenge they are facing is what kind of European policy we could come up with so that there is going to be a proper economic growth in Greece. That is the missing point. They're cutting back on government expenditure. GDP is coming down by 5% this year. There is not another policy to complement austerity measures, not only in Greece, but some other countries like Portugal and Spain. And I think this is a challenge that you alluded to, that France and Germany have to basically deal with the new policy for economic growth in eurozone.
Doesn't seem like in Greece at the moment there's much of an appetite really for staying in the eurozone. I know most, I think it was something like 70% of the electorate voted to stay within the eurozone, but they also voted against austerity measures. Now, given that Europe's position on this is relatively clear, subject to what Francois Hollande can convince Angela Merkel to accept in the meeting that's about to take place, isn't there a problem here? That at the heart of this, there's a paradox. The Greeks want to stay in the eurozone, but they don't want to do anything that's required in order to stay there.
That is the problem. I think this frustration has been seen not only in Greece, but a few other countries where you can see the elections have been held, including in France, even a much better country in terms of economic wealth. The reality is the austerity measures were designed within the eurozone to create efficiency, reduce government debt, and encourage the private sector to come back and invest in a more efficient economy. But unfortunately, the austerity measures reduce the economic activities, increase unemployment in Greece and number of eurozone countries, but the private sector is not coming back to invest. Banking sector within eurozone is not lending enough to the private sector, and foreign capital is not basically sort of encouraged to be there because of all the bad news. So I think the European policymakers and finance ministers really have to increase the policy instruments and go beyond austerity measures to find out how they can stimulate economic growth in countries like Greece, Portugal, Spain and other places.
It's a depressing picture that you paint, Professor Mashirian. Thanks very much for speaking to us. We'll no doubt be watching this space very closely.
Sure, thank you.
Professor Faribos Mashirian, the Director of the Institute of Global Finance at the University of New South Wales. It's coming up to 20 minutes past the hour on RN Drive. Pamela in South Yarra sends a text message saying there's going to be an influx of Greeks coming to Australia as a result of the crisis. A wave of immigration has already begun, with many of them coming to Melbourne and seeking assistance with the Greek community here. That's an interesting thought. Your thoughts are always welcome. 0418 226 576, 0418 226 576. You can also find us on Twitter at RN Drive or on the Facebook page, the RN Drive Facebook page. In a moment, we're going to take a look at Queensland, the only electorate in the country that has a unicameral system of government, one House of Parliament. Is that too much power for a government to have? Let me know what you think. 0418 226 576.